Blog Talk Radio.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, you won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
He has
the miracle to fix your
about the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. that you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your need, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you, Lord. For the good of them that love the Lord, called according to his purpose, thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell them.
Sunday service. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. I am Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Yes, I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning. And we'd like to welcome every single one here to Sunday service. We thank God for you for coming to church this afternoon. You could have been anywhere, but you find yourself right here. And we are just so grateful. We're just so grateful to be in your presence. We're so grateful that God has brought us all here on one accord to be right here in the right place at the right time. Because we do realize, you know, being at the right place in the right time, we know that Jesus is in the midst of it all. So we thank every single one. If this is your first time here in Sunday service, we would like to personally welcome you here to Sunday service. If you would, press 1. Press 1, you know, let us know who you are. Where you from? You know, if you do need prayer, this is the opportunity for us to come to God in prayer. You know, every single thing that you bring to God in prayer, yeah, you should be expecting for those things to happen, for those things to manifest. But see, it's for us to bring it to God in prayer. So welcome, welcome, welcome every single one. Welcome every single one here, every friend and every visitor here. From New York City, from New York, hallelujah. Welcome every single one here from Chicago, amen. Every single one from Texas, Houston, Texas, and all surrounding areas. Every single one from Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Lake Charles, Louisiana. Welcome every single one, amen. I do realize that every single one on vacation and finishing up your vacation. I do hope that everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving, yeah. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I know I did. I'm quite sure every single one did as well. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it because God is good. Amen. He's so worthy to be praised because he woke you up this morning. Hallelujah. You are experiencing the goodness of the Lord right now here in the land of the living. So we thank God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. And thank y'all for welcoming us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Hallelujah.
Let us pray. Come on, church. Let us enter in. Come on, let us enter in this afternoon. Amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We open up your mouth and just thank God right now. We open up your mouth and just shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If it had not been, oh, Lord, for you on our side, where would we be right now? We thank you, Lord, that you're on your side for your word, so that you never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. We choose today, oh, God, to be with you. Amen. To give our life over to you right now. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come this day, Father God, give you our honor, praise, and glory, and our admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, O Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way, God, right now. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand, O God. We bow before you, and we enter to your gates with thanksgiving. We enter to your courts with praise. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We bless your holy name. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us, right? lightning of all our sins, all the unknown sins, oh God. Hallelujah, sins of omission, sins of commission. Oh Lord, forgive us all our trespasses and transgressions and iniquities, Father God. Oh Lord, purge us right now with hyssop, and we shall be cleansed. Wash us, and we shall be white as snow. Oh Father God, creating us a clean heart, oh God, and renew us as that spirit within us. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of any unforgiveness that we have toward anyone right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we praise you, Father God, and we give you glory. We give you honor in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Heavenly Father, we ask you according to Isaiah 22 and 22 to open the gates of heaven, oh God, above us and bless us. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor, provision, deliverance, wisdom, protection, healing for each of us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Open up the way, oh God, that you want us to go into, oh God. Oh Lord, close every door that the enemy has opened, oh God, has caused the confusion, destruction, sickness, disease, hate, pain, discomfort, oh God. Oh Lord, close every door that the enemy has been operating in, oh God, to bring death of a supernatural life there. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. As we come this day believing, oh God, we come on one accord, Father God. Hallelujah, combining our faith this day, oh God. Trusting for a mighty move on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the life in our life, oh God, the life of our family members and loved ones, oh God. Move mighty, oh God. Those of us that need the healing, oh God, let healing take place. Those of us that need to be delivered, let deliverance take place, oh God. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we thank you, Father God, that we can decree and declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you are Jehovah, Jehovah, all provided and all our needs of man. If it feels no lack, oh God, of your goodness flowing over and through in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh God. We had 1,000 things of peace. We still can thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord God, great and permanent grace. As your sons and daughters, we come right there to worship you, as you desire and stand in the truth of them, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. According to John 1:42, we know that Jesus Christ is indeed the Christ, hallelujah, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witness to our spirit, the truth that Jesus Christ is, hallelujah, Son of Christ, our Lord and Savior. We believe in him. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. And Lord, we come to do thy will, oh God. Let thy will be done, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, move right now, Father God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we put on us right now the full armor of God. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that we're coming from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we pick up, hallelujah, the shield of faith. And we crush every trial we're doing of the enemy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we use the sword of God, which is the word of God, against the enemy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and destroy every plan and agenda and trickery of the enemy right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh God, move right now, Father God. Help us on today, Father God. Let the fruits of your spirit take hold and abound in us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we call upon your help on today. We thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We will not move by what we see, hear, smell, touch, taste, or touch. Amen. We are not moved by reason. We're only moved by your spirit and your word. And we know your voice, oh God, and we hear your voice, and we refuse to follow strangers, according to John 10 and 27. Our seed is mighty upon the earth, according to Psalm 1:12-2. Lord Jesus, we ask you to expand our territories, hallelujah, to fill us and increase us in the Holy Spirit and the anointing, amen, and anointing with power, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. My Lord, my God, let us speak with the boldness and the covenant of power of the Holy Ghost. We ask you to lead us, oh God, in passion, right righteousness for your name's sake. Oh, Lord, bless you. We bless you, God. We praise you. We worship you and commit all that we are to you, that your perfect will be done through us, oh, God. We ask that you help on your help, oh, God. Help us to speak to our own labors, and we do so by faith of in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we ask you to release our word and ministering angels to minister and warn our behalf. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. We ask you to fill this your temple with as much of God of glory as possible, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us to bear the cross that you prepare for us, and help those in our family, oh, God. We ask that the Holy Spirit speak to our heart through your word. We ask that you prepare us with reverence and worship, oh, God, and with humility through your Holy Spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to take out of us an access to do anything you want to do, Heavenly Father. For we belong to you. Our life is not our own. Amen. We ask that the word be breathed and grafted into us and become part of us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and emotions. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to deliver us when we're blind, wretched, naked, and poor. We ask for your help right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Amen. We ask that the word we read, oh God, let it be engraved in us, oh God, and those that are in service on today that go forth in the name of Jesus Christ, Amen. My Lord, my God, we come against every hindrance spirit on the line. We come against every spirit of rejection. We come against every spirit of limitation, stagnation, procrastination. We come against every spirit, hallelujah, attitude of frustration. We come against every spirit of distraction. And we command you to cease your works and die at the Holy Cross. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Amen. We come against every fighting spirit, murmuring spirit, complaining spirit, backbiting spirit, gossiping spirit. And we command you to cease your works and die at the Holy Cross. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Amen. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, violence, and deformation. And we command you to cease your works and die at the Holy Cross. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every spirit of lack, poverty, and death. We command you to cease your works and die at the Holy Cross. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against the spirit of pride, oppression, depression, anxiety, fear. We command you to cease your works and die at the Holy Cross. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, move mighty right now. We come against the spirit of the accuser of brethren, and we command you to cease your works and die at the Holy Cross. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against the spirit of double-mindedness, homosexuality, lesbianism, lust and perversion. We command you to cease your works and die at the Holy Cross. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, any spirit operating us in this office life, in this service, in our bloodline, in our family, in our finances, in our businesses, hallelujah, in our health, hallelujah, outside of the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works right now and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we declare and declare that we are free, and we are free indeed, and that this deliverance is permanent. Amen. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory right now, amen. We decree and declare victory right now over every situation concerning us and those in our family and those that are in service on today, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we act in Jesus' name. Lord, release your war and agents, a war against any spirit designed in the heavens to stop our prayers from being answered this day, amen. And we decree and declare our faith on one accord that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural, and God will receive it, hallelujah, and deliver us, amen. For the Bible says when the righteous cry out that God delivers them out of all the troubles, we come crying out over today, oh God. Oh Lord, comfort those that are lost and loved one, oh God. Oh Lord, we call upon you, God of all comfort, God of all hope, to comfort your children, bring in hope, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come and be changed on today, oh God. Oh Lord, for you are the power and we are the clay, oh God. Oh Lord, change us, oh God, and make us more like you from the inside out, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bless your name in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all of Satan's evil, wicked, demon, lying, unclean, perverse, tormented, spirits, and strong men and messes, their eyes blind, their ears deaf to our prayers, conversation, action, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Unless we speak directly to them, we bind them and command them to not to manifest in our presence, in the presence of anyone that has served us today, anyone that's in our family, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah to your name, God. And we declare and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. We declare and declare that we're blessed when I'm going out and blessed when I'm coming back in. We declare and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the head and not the tail. We are top and not beneath. We don't owe anyone anything. want to love them. Oh, Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Have your way, God. Holy Spirit, move right now. Move right now. Move right now. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you that we can decree a thing and establish in our life. We thank you, Father God, and even right now, God, as we're praying that you're already moving, you already answered, amen. And every Father, we ask you to give us divine healing now in every area of our life, spirit, mind, will, and emotion, and physical being in accordance with your divine plan and order for our lives, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive your divine healing, wholeness, and newness of life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask you to expand in us your territories. Lord, we ask you to receive beautiful ashes, the oil of joyful mourning, the garment of praise, and the spirit of heaviness. For we are the trees of righteousness, the plant of the Lord our God, that you may be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. That thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and every person that's here in service. Amen. And all who we pray for today, according to John 16:23, the manifestation of every miracle, every healing that you've given us is a manifestation of divine healing and divine help to each of our bodies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to cover us with your anointing, your glory, your tangible presence. Give us a fresh new release of hallelujah, flowing our inner man, the rivers of living waters, springing forth abundantly with hallelujah, with life abundance. Fill us to overflow with your favor, God, compassion and love. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, your wisdom and understanding. Oh, Lord, us to hear your voice and not that of a stranger. Call us to quickly discern your voice, oh God, over that of a stranger's voice. Amen. Hallelujah. Give us your eyes to see spiritually and our heart to understand and be led by your Holy Spirit. Clearly help us to be bold, confident, obedient to do your will, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We receive it right now by faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our lives. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. He's under the worst shadow of my heart. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you that lead us, oh God, on the path of righteousness. It is because of you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we are righteous. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We declare the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God. That we will not be denied. Amen. But we'll go out to the kingdom of God through Christ Jesus, who saved us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, when you bless, oh, God, bless us. Amen. When you multiply, God, multiply us with our goodness and our favor, as the stars in the sky and as the sand of the seashore. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, God. Lord, increase our faith right now so that we can receive the miracles working on the inside right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come and leave alone, but we ask, oh, God, help us with our unbelief. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord God. He kind of know what shall not be a shakaya. My Ishaka. God, oh, God, almighty God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Have your way. We thank you, Father God. Lord, we ask you to touch the heart and mind, oh God, the spirit of your son, oh God. Hallelujah, your pastor, oh God, as he goes forward with your message, oh God. Hallelujah, as he decreases, oh God, as you may have all the increase, blues and mighty. Holy Spirit, take over, amen. Take over, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all that we pray for, that it is so and it shall be no other way. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every member, every guest, hallelujah, over the service, over the pastor, amen, over all households, amen, right there in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we're covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things for sale. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Come on, let's give God some praise. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When I look back over my life and I see where God has brought me from. Amen. When I look back, the fact that I can look back says enough for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the time. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen. Again, welcome everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. We just thank God again today as everyone begins to trickle into Sunday service today. We thank God for you that you're here. It is a pleasure and an honor to have you here in Sunday service with us. We pray that the Holy Spirit will touch you in a mighty way today, bringing change into your life. Amen. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. Let us always be quick to love and not quick to judge. Amen. It's easy to be in that place of judging, but are you willing, amen, to be in that place of loving?
Amen.
Quick to love, hallelujah. Sometimes it's all somebody needs is for somebody to love them, to show them some kind of love. Amen. So I choose love. Amen. God bless everyone here today. We're going to have a song from Brother Joe Washington, and then we'll have our scripture reading, and then we'll have our two song selections, and then we'll have the preacher word. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, if it's your first time, if you're just now getting on right now, it's your first time with us here in Sunday service, we want to welcome you. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. We want to pray for you and pray with you. I want you to understand there's power in agreement, and we want to pray for you for breakthrough every situation that you're concerned about. Prayer changes things. Amen. All things come to the believer who prays. The key word is believer. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We have Brother Joe. Brother Joe Washington, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm so glad to be with y'all again. I just thank God every day. You know, I thank him.
Thank
I just thank him for life. I thank him for me. I thank him for my family and all my friends. And I just want to say to Miss William, Jody William, I know you're listening in. God is able to do all things. He can do all things but fail. And I just want you to keep your hand and keep trusting in God. God going to see you through this. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. Now this is the part I love. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Don't worry, Miss Whitney. Everything going to be all right. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. I will trust in the Lord until I die. God bless you, Brother Joel Washington. We thank God for you. May God continue to strengthen you and empower you with the Holy Ghost to continue to do the work of God. Amen. May we bless you and lift your body on. Thank God. Restore you to overflowing. Amen. May your cup never run dry. Amen. And your head left no oil and your garments to remain white. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray to God. Give the glory. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. I will trust in the Lord. How many of us will trust in the Lord until we die? Amen. Hallelujah. Just stay right there. Stay right there. Amen. Glory to the Most High God. At this time, we're going to have our scripture reading. Hallelujah. And I'll be bringing that scripture today from the book of Acts, chapter 3. Yes. One of the verses that were shared in our 10 o'clock service this morning as I was preaching on repentance and to repent, and we've been called to repent. So the book of Acts chapter 3, verse 18 through 20, the Bible says, but those things which God foretold by the mouth of all his prophets that the Christ would suffer, my Lord, he has thus fulfilled. Verse 19 says, repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Amen. And verse 20 says, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we look at the scripture here, church, today in the book of Acts chapter 3, verses 18 through 20, hallelujah, that the prophecies you are found in the Old Testament, in the book of Psalm 22 and Isaiah 50 and 6 and Isaiah 53, Peter was explaining the kind of Messiah God had sent to earth. The Jews expected a great ruler, not a suffering servant. When we look in verse 19, John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus by preaching repentance. So the apostles' message of salvation also included the call of repentance. You are acknowledging personal sin and turning away from it. Many people want the benefits of being identified with Christ without admitting their own disobedience and turning from sin. Amen. See, the key to forgiveness is confessing your sin and turning from it. Amen. So when we repent, amen, God promises not only to wipe out our sins, but to bring spiritual refreshment. Hallelujah. Repentance may at first seem painful because it is hard to give up certain sins. We want to continue to walk in it and be in it and be a part of it, but God will give you a better way. Amen. As Isaiah promised, let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to ask you a question. Do you feel a need today to be refreshed? Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. Glory to God. At this time, you all, we're going to have our two song selections, and the next voice you will hear will be Pastor Dorsey Mennon bringing the preached word on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So stay with us. Stay with us. Amen.
And there will be battles that I will have. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bring him to Jesus. That's what we come to do today, to bring you to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And I introduce to you right now, hallelujah, man after God's own heart. He keeps his heart pure. He keeps his mind sharp. A man of integrity. Amen. A man of mercy. He's hardworking. He's a giver. He's a doer of the word of God. I present to you no other than my handsome, hallelujah, anointed husband, man of God, Pastor Dorsey Manny.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for you, my beautiful wife. Thank you so much for the warm introduction. Thank God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. I hope that my volume is good. Is my volume good?
Yes, all is good.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for this opportunity to be right here, you know, in the right place at the right time.
Amen.
Let's go ahead on into it. Amen. I have a lot of meat to be able to serve today, and hopefully we'll be able to get it all. But if we don't, then, amen, eat all you can get. Amen. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to see you in your word, Father. We thank you, Father God, that you give us knowledge, you give us revelation of what it is that you have for us to hear today in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you allow scripture to interpret scripture for us not to add our thoughts or beliefs to it, Father God, and for us not to leave anything out, hallelujah, that you want us to to see or want us to hear in the mighty name of Jesus. Unclean thoughts, unclean spirits, we rebuke you from this place right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of confusion, we rebuke you right now. Hindering spirits, we rebuke you right now. Jealous spirits, we rebuke you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You are not welcome here. Hallelujah. We pray, Father God, that you be our thought, you be our eyes, be every single word that proceeded out the mouth of your messenger in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. And everybody do agree, says amen, amen again. Amen. Have your Bibles with you. Amen. I would like for you to go with me, please, over to the book of Ephesians. We'll spend a lot of time in the book of Ephesians. We'll spend a little bit of time in Romans. I think Romans chapter 10. And we'll visit Galatians chapter 5. But we'll spend most of our time this afternoon in the book of Ephesians. Go with me first over here to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. I have a word for you all and for myself from God, from God. I want us to understand who we are, who we are. When you understand who you are, then you realize that you have access to the kingdom of God. And having access to the kingdom of God, you have access to all. You have access to it all because you have access to him. You have access to Jesus. You have access to God. You have access to the Holy Spirit and every single thing that God has in his kingdom. You have access to it. Go with me over to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. And I'm going to start here at verses 11. Ephesians chapter 4, 11. Whatever version of the Bible, whatever version you have, it's fine. I'll be reading this a little bit from the King James. Most probably come from the King James Version. If you need a title or, you know, a reference, a study, my title is I Believe You. Amen.
Amen.
I believe. Before we get started, the Holy Spirit just put something on my heart. Everybody, right now, everybody that's living, you know, we want to be believed. You want people to believe us. We want them to believe what we say. We want people to believe in us for what it is that we're doing. We just want to be believed. Nobody wants to be of someone that's looked over, that's left alone, that's neglected, you know, that's taken advantage of. I mean, taking advantage, I'm talking about negatively taking advantage of. Everyone wants to be believed. Everybody wants themselves, you know, to be held up to a standard of, you know, believe me. Amen. Mm-hmm. You know, as a consequence, you know, that comes from somewhere. We're going to get right here into the word, but I have to, you know, yield to what the Holy Spirit wants me to say. As a consequence, you know, we need to understand that you are created to be just like God. And because you are created to be just like God, you are to believe in God, and that's the reason why we as people want people to believe in us. But let's make sure something, hallelujah, let's make sure that you are baptized by water, hallelujah, being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Let's make sure, I'm talking about not me make sure that you are, but let's make sure that you know that you are fire baptized, that you are filled with the Holy Spirit, that you are covered in the precious blood of the Lamb, that the word of God is not only on you, but it's in you and it's all around you. That's how you yourself would know, and that's also how people would know who you are. They will believe you. I believe you.
Jesus.
Amen. And I believe you because what it is that I know has already been revealed to me. Amen. Thank God. Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 11. Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 11 here. It reads here, and God, and he gave, which is God, and he gave some apostle, some prophet, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers.
Yes.
Amen. Why? Why did God do that? Why did he give some apostles, prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers? Well, let's read on a little bit further. And it tells us how, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body. So now, God knows what he's doing. God knows who he's called. God knows you even before you know yourself. God know you. He know where you at right now. He know where you're going. Hallelujah. God knows you, and God calls who he chooses to be his leaders in his church, a part of his body, to do what? To build the church.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For the work of the ministries. The edifying of the body, the perfecting of the saints. Now, I want to speak this every single one. God has a reason for putting you here. If you ever have understand, if you ever, excuse me, if you never understand the will of God concerning your life, then you need to get in that place of having a communication with God, having a communication with the Holy Spirit. See, I don't know where you're at. I don't know what it is that you're attempting to do or whatever you've been involved in. But when you discover the will of God for your life, this is the most important thing that you could ever do. One of the most important things that you could ever do is do God's will concerning you, because don't you know that it's so much favor? Hallelujah. Don't you know that it's so much grace? So much prosperity.
Lord.
It's so many things
Lord.
That God has for you to do, but it's your choice if you step over in there and do the will of God concerning your life. He knows you better than you know yourself. Amen.
Jesus.
So now we need to understand, because God calls apostles and evangelists and teachers and pastors and prophets, we need to understand this. Whoever you say that you are, hallelujah, or whoever you say that I am, let's understand this, church. It takes one to know one. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit spoke that to me. It takes one to know one. Now, I may not have discovered the will of God for my life. You may not have fully discover the will of God for your life. But one thing that I do know, if I am a sinner, I definitely can recognize a sinner, because it takes one to know one. Hallelujah. If I am saved by grace, hallelujah, baptized in the Holy Spirit, it takes one to know one. So I can believe you, my brother. I can believe you, my sister, because I know Christ and he knows me. So therefore, when I come into your presence, I can know who you are and I can know whose you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe
you.
Amen. I believe you. I believe you because God believes you. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let's go over here in Scripture. We need to understand what God have called us to do. He didn't just call you to be his leaders in the church. God did not call you in the fold just for you to be saved and that's it. No, God has a plan for you, because he wants you to meet somebody that don't know him yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So now,
amen,
you get to know God. You discover the will of God for your life, and now God can use you to meet those who have not discovered their calling yet.
Jesus.
Amen. So now,
amen,
when I saw this in Scripture, church, I realized something. I said, well, I know that there's not just a lot of pastors that's here. There's not I don't know a lot of apostles. I don't know a lot of evangelists. Now, I know quite a few teachers. I know quite a few teachers. But here is the thing. Is everybody an apostle? Is everybody an evangelist? If that's who God calls, everybody has a gift. And that's what I want to let us know. When God calls you to be a part of his body, then there is someone that maybe you thought that you were, but what God has for you, hallelujah, is for you.
Hello.
And when you get a relationship with God, you discover who it is that God has called you to be. Many of us know it already. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Many of us, you know, maybe have not prayed the prayer of salvation, but you realize that there is a calling on your life. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah. I believe that. I believe that more than anything, because I know that there are little children right now that know that there is a special calling on their lives. Right now, I know that there are men and women right now that fight. They fight it. Hallelujah. God is calling you and you study fighting. God is calling you and you study fighting. God said, come to the right and you're going to the left. And then we want to try to, we don't understand why things happen. Well, it's not because God ain't good. It's not because he's not calling you out of darkness. It's because we are free moral agents to make a decision to do what we want to do. And we step outside of grace. We start doing what we want to do for self because God is believing in you, but you have not believed in yourself right now. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Somebody needs you, my brother. Somebody needs you, my sister. Let's go over here to Scripture. I want to show you something over here in Ephesians chapter 5. Let's start right here. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5 first. Now, because there are a leader, or God's anointed, they are chosen, listen to what Apostle Paul writes right here in Ephesians chapter 6. All right, Ephesians chapter 6 and 1, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It says, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Hallelujah. Don't you realize something here? When God makes a promise, God's not going to change what he said just so it fits your situation. Now, I'm talking to the children, especially the little children. I'm talking to some of us at our older children, too. Now, this is the first commandment that was given with promise, according to Scripture here. So don't find yourself being in that place of dishonoring your mother and dishonoring your father. Hallelujah. Because when you find yourself in that place, well, let's read on down in Scripture before I even add anything to it. Let's read on down in Scripture. What is the promise? When God says, you know, honor your mother and your father, we need to understand here, it says that this is the first one with promise. 3 says, that it may be with you, with thee, that it may have lived long life on this earth. Amen. How many times do we see our sons and our daughters live a short life? Hallelujah. And we know that, God, I know that it wasn't for, you know, my son and my daughter just to live such a short life. Well, that's the reason why. I don't know exactly what happened. I'm not saying every situation is the same. But what I do know is if you have a mother and a father, they are leading you in the right direction, and you make a decision to go in your own direction, I know that because of what God promises, he said, I promise you long life. Long life here on earth. And if you one of a son or a daughter may have had short life, is it because they have maybe been disobedient, you know, to their mother and their father? Could they have been disobedient to God? Amen.
Jesus.
We can't change
Amen.
The word of God to fit our situation. The word of God is to change us.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
I believe
Amen.
You, my brother. I believe you, my sisters. Hallelujah. Ephesians
yes.
chapter 5. No, Ephesians chapter 6. I said 5. That was Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6 and 10 says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So what does that mean? Amen. What does that mean to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might? Okay, we have to understand who God is. See, this is all talking about, you know, having that right relationship with God. We need to understand that being strong in the Lord, we need to know that in the beginning there was the Word. The Word
yes,
was God, and the Word was with God. So if
yes,
you're going to be strong in the Lord, then it's for you to have a right relationship, to be strong in the Word. Amen.
Yes,
because
Lord.
The
Amen.
Word of God is God. Preferably
Amen.
The word of the gospel. If you read a little bit farther, it tells us right here the gospel, to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. When you have the word of God, hallelujah, when you
Amen.
Have the love of God on the inside of you, when you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, hallelujah, we need to understand
Amen.
That you have the favor of God already on the inside, and it's for you to use what God has given you to put this on, to put this on.
Amen.
11 says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand the wiles of the devil or the tricks of the devil. Don't you know that the devil has many tricks? The devil
Amen.
Has many schemes. The devil has
Jesus.
Many strategies to pull you
Right.
out of that place of being in the favor of God, to pull you
Wow.
out of that place of you trusting in God's word and trusting in, you know, his kingdom. Hallelujah. The devil has strategies. It's, we need to understand this, church. There are so many times that we fall for things in our lives. And the reason why we fall for these things, because of the strategies that the devil has already put in place for us to fall. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Fall into what, Pastor? Fall into temptation, fall into oppression, fall into depression, fall into strife with one another, fall into anger, into wrath, fall into a prideful self, you know, a self-preservation, to fall, you know, in these, fall in all these places. These are strategies, hallelujah, to fall into a place of sickness and disease that will take us out of this world. These are strategies. And he also have people that are part of his kingdom that help him to fulfill this plan. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
My Lord.
Believe. I believe you. I believe you, my brother, when you say that my heart is hurting because this happened to me. I believe you. God knows what's going on. So because, you know, we are all one in the body of Christ, I know that you go through struggles. I know that you're going through some things right now, and it looks like it's at an end. I realize it's because it takes one to know one. See, somebody that already been through something that you've been through, hallelujah, because right now while you're going through, and somebody that already came out victorious on the other side, so here it is, you have apostles that God have anointed, called, and he have equipped, he have anointed. Here it is that you have prophets that God have put into your life. Warning comes before destruction. There's a message. There's a word for you. You know, this is the second witness. You had already been hearing it, but here God has sent someone, a second witness, just to tell you, like, hey, brother, you don't go this way because that ain't for you. Hallelujah. God have put his chosen people in your path for a reason, because we believe you, my brother. But it's not for us, it's not for you, excuse me, for you to believe us. It's for you to believe who's in us. Amen.
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 We all one in the body of Christ. We all have the Holy Spirit, those of us who have been saved by grace and baptized by water and baptized in the Holy Spirit, we have this gift. As a matter of fact, I want to show you the gifts that everybody that's in the body of Christ possesses. Everybody that's in the body of Christ possesses these gifts. Go over here to Galatians chapter 5. I want to show you. We need to recognize who you are. So once you recognize who you are, and then now you can walk in your calling. You can walk in the supernatural. You can walk, hallelujah. You can live, hallelujah. You can overcome, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. I believe you. I believe you. Galatians chapter 5 and verses 22. Let's read Galatians 5 and 1 first. This is Apostle Paul writing this letter here. And this is what it says. It says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ have made us free, and be not entangled again in the yokes of bondage." Hallelujah. Don't you know God have freed you? Hallelujah. Don't you know Christ have freed you? You have the liberty to walk in freedom, never to be in bondage again. Don't you know there are gifts? When you get the Holy Spirit, you know, you get it all. You need to understand that the gifts that God has given you, and there's no law against these gifts. That means that, hey, you are free to operate in these gifts. 22, Galatians chapter 5 and 22 reads here. I'm going somewhere.
Amen.
But the fruits of the Spirit, let's put a period right there. Hallelujah. When you got Jesus, hallelujah, you got the kingdom of God on the inside. Hallelujah. You got the fruits of the Spirit. And the fruits of the Spirit, these are free for you to operate in these gifts. These are free for you to flow. These are free for you to walk in. You are free to love all you want. Hallelujah. You are free. The gifts of the Spirit of joy. Hallelujah. You are free to be in as much joy as you ever want to be in. You are free to bring joy to others. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are free to be in peace. My Lord, that's probably one of the most important things. One of the most important things that you will ever not want to lose in your life is your peace. So you're free to be in peace. Hallelujah. You're free to be in peace. I believe peace. I believe that's where people see long life and long days. Long life, when you can find yourself outside of worry and you can find yourself in that place of peace. I believe that's why we see men and women that live to be 100 plus years old, because that place of peace is free. Long suffering is patience, y'all. Patience, being consistently the same about what God has already said in his word. Being consistently the same, that long suffering. You know, you being patient about something. Patience is not tolerating anything. No, patience, real patience, according to the word of God, patience is you being consistently the same about what God has showed you and what God has told you, so you can be able to live with one another in patience, knowing that it takes one to know one. You used to be there before, but don't you lose your patience with someone because they're in a place that maybe God have already brung you out. See, somebody had to be patient with you, my sister. Somebody had to be patient with you, my brother. Amen. See, these are gifts that God give you. God give you these gifts when you are filled with the Holy Spirit. See, this is a package. These are gifts. And God don't give gifts and take them away. You may not operate in these gifts. You may make a decision not to love your neighbors, not to love your husband, not to love your wife, not to love your sons or your daughters. But no, you've been saved. You've been filled with the Holy Spirit, so you have the gift of love on the inside. You make the decision if you're going to use these gifts or not.
Amen.
Gentleness and goodness and faith and meekness and self-control. or temperance. My Lord, my God, that's a whole nother sermon. Self-control, that means that's something that's self. You have to control self. God did not make me control you, my brother, or my sister. No, you are to control self. This is a gift from God for you to be in self-control. We have the word of God.
Yes.
We have the word of knowledge. We have the wisdom of God. We have the gift of tongues. We have the gift of prophecy. We have the discerning of spirits, which are also gifts of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe you, my brother and sister. I believe that wherever you are right now and whatever it is that you have entered into right now, hallelujah, I believe that this is you are having.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We can't hear you. Hallelujah. Just one moment, church. I'm not sure what's going on with the line. Hold on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did your earpiece go off? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Maybe it's your earpiece. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just one moment, church. I don't know if you all can hear me or hear us. If you can press 1 somewhere, so I know that you all can hear right now in the name of Jesus. Go ahead. Amen. One moment, church. Okay, go ahead. Try again, Pastor Manny.
Hallelujah. We thank God.
Okay, thank you.
Hallelujah. Devil, you can't stop. Hallelujah. Devil, you can't stop this. We pray against every single unclean thought, every single unclean spirit, every single spirit of confusion. You go right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The word of God is going to go forth, and ain't nothing you can do to stop it. Hallelujah. Satan, you have already been defeated. Because Jesus Christ is Lord. We thank you, Father God, for every single opportunity that we have to represent your kingdom. Your word says, Father God, in Ephesians chapter 6 and 20, for us that we are your ambassadors. That means we represent your kingdom. Hallelujah. So our mouths shall always flow like rivers of water. The word of God shall always come out of our mouths. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Let's get back. I believe you, my brother and sister. I want to show you something over here in Ephesians chapter 2. I want to show you. Don't let nobody try to tell you that you're this, you're that, or you just a liar. You're just this, you're just that. Look at what Ephesians chapter 2 says in verse 1. Let's read verse 1. It says, and you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. 2, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the powers of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. See, it takes one to know one. See, anybody that want to point a finger at you and say that you're this and you're that, God have called me to this, I'm this and I'm that, and look at who you are. Well, don't you know that every single body was in darkness? Every single body were in that place of darkness. So don't let somebody curse you and believe that God can only heal them. God can only deliver them. God can only free them. But there is no hope for you, because they too were in that place just where you are. See, it takes one to know one. Hallelujah.
Marvin.
See, God did not call man, and he did not call woman out of darkness to be Lord over another man or over another woman. God did not call you out to condemn anybody. That's the work of Satan. As a matter of fact, Romans chapter 8 and verses 1 says, there is now therefore no condemnation to those that who are in Christ Jesus. So don't you realize that anybody that's trying to shame you, anybody that's trying to call you to think about, you know, all these things that you're doing, all these things done for you to be guilty, to condemn you. See, that is the work of Satan. They're trying to say that they're doing the work of God. But see, that's not the work of God, because we don't serve a God that's going to judge anybody. We don't serve a God that's going to accuse anybody. God has already justified you. He has sanctified you. He has redeemed you. He has washed you clean by the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He did it all through Christ Jesus. So today, I want every single one of us to realize who you are in the body of Christ.
Yes.
God has called us to be united in Christ by the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. God has called us. He has called us out of darkness to be a witness of the gospel of grace,
Amen.
The gospel of mercy and truth.
Yes, Lord.
Mysteries revealed to one another. Hallelujah. Those that know Him and those that don't know Him. God has called us to express various gifts. Gifts of healing, discerning spirit, gifts of tongues, interpretation of tongues, gift of wisdom.
Yes,
God have called us out of darkness to exhibit the truth. God have called us to be representatives of Him, the representatives of His kingdom. God have called us to live in the non-lack zone. Nothing broken. Nothing missing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God have called us to pray, because we need to understand something. I believe you, my brother. I believe you, my sister. You having a real life experience. But don't nothing happen in this world without prayer. So when you go to God in prayer, when you talk to God, see, that's me talking to God. When you go to God in prayer, hallelujah, praying in the Holy Spirit, there are hidden secrets and there are hidden truths that are revealed, not obvious to the eye. Hallelujah. Because it's God on the inside, hallelujah, that's praying on your behalf. And you see the miracles that show up in your life and show up in your friend's life, in your neighbor's life. Hallelujah. I believe you. I believe you. But God has called you to believe in Christ Jesus. Because when you believe in Christ Jesus and you turn from your wicked ways, hallelujah, because God has enabled you. He has given you faith. He has given you what to believe in Christ Jesus, in His word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you for every single opportunity that we have, Father.
Yes,
we thank you, Father God, for every single word that went forth. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. We pray right now that your word, it take root. It take root into every single mind. In every single heart, that your children, Father God, will realize who they are and stand up and realize that you have called them into this glorious faith to be the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers. You have called them to be lovers, peacemakers and not peacebreakers, to be patient, to be kind, to be gentle, to be in self-control. You have called us because you love us. And we thank you, Father God, that you love us so much.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. There may be one today. There may be one today have made a decision that today I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to believe in Jesus. I'm going to believe in God. I'm going to try Him. I've never tried Him before. I'm going to try Him today. If that's you, will you press one today? Will you press one today? Apostolica and I, we will help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. You did nothing to earn it. is made available for you. Hallelujah. God gives you the opportunity to be a part of his kingdom. Hallelujah. Will you come today?
Amen.
If it's your desire to be a part of the kingdom of God, to be a part of the body, of his body, to be a part of the fold. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
There may be one today, hallelujah, that already believes. Somewhere, somehow, strategies of the devil have caused some disbelief to enter in. And you may have been in this place for a while. Hallelujah. Will you press one? Will you come in prayer? Prayer changes things. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. You need to understand that. You have to come in prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There may be one that has some type of issue that's going on with them right now. And you don't know what to do. The Bible tells us over here in James chapter 5. Anyone that's married, let them sing. Anyone that's sick, let them come to the elders and let them anoint them. Hallelujah. Let them pray with them and pray over them. So you come. If you're looking for a church home, Apostle Talanika and I, we would love to be your shepherd. We would love to love you. We would love to introduce you to Daddy. We would love to introduce you to the Holy Spirit, to our Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
God bless you. Apostle.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the word that went forth on today. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I pray that all, hallelujah, received it. Hallelujah. In a mighty way. Amen. They'll change your life. Amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings as we prepare for those. We just thank God. For the Bible said that God gives seed to the sower. Amen. So we thank God for this opportunity to give. Our worship is not complete until we give. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you have Cash App, you want to send it over to Cash App at Pastor Chantel, $ Pastor Chantel, Chantell. And if you need any other means to send over tithes or offering to us, please give us a call at 832-725-8094. Again, the number is 832-725-8094. Heavenly Father, we thank you again, Father God, for this opportunity and for the word that went forth. Dear Jesus, make us an initiative for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory. Amen. For your sake on earth. Amen. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Hallelujah. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It is the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart that we give on today. And we thank you, Father God, for your mighty great blessings. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we're going to have our announcements for today. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. We're senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning, Apostle Talanika Manning. Today is November 28, 2021. Monday, we have our intercessory prayer at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213. Again, that time is 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Wednesday, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213. Saturday, we have our Saturday school lesson. Join us at 12 noon, Central Standard Time. On Sundays, we have two services, our 10 a.m. morning service and 2 p.m. afternoon service. Amen. We thank God for everyone that's here again visiting with us and all members of the Gospel Public Ministry. May God continue to bless you and keep you. Amen. With anyone that's celebrating a birthday this month of November, happy birthday to you. Amen. May God continue to strengthen you, guide you, bless you, and favor you all the days of your life. May you have the continued blessings of our Heavenly Father to flow in over you all the days of your life. Amen. Sister Connie Northern is celebrating her birthday today. No. Thanksgiving on Thursday. So happy birthday again. She was with us at our 10 a.m. service. She's out in San Antonio visiting her family. Happy birthday again to you, Sister Connie Northern. We love you and we thank God for you. If there's anyone here celebrating your wedding anniversary this month of November, happy anniversary to you and yours. May God continue to strengthen your marriage, your bond. May God increase your marriage in love, patience. Hallelujah. Kindness, and may the favor of God and the blessing of God be upon your marriage in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe that's all we have for the announcements on today, and we thank God again for you all here. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessings. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Apostle Tawanika Manning, which is me, Tawanika Manning, I'm sorry, Apostle Tawanika Manning and Pastor Dorsey Manning and Minister Lauren Green. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. Amen. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Manning.
Amen. I pray that every single one was able to receive the word of God for today. I don't know exactly how much you was able to receive, but I pray that all were able to receive all that they needed in the name of Jesus. Now, may the God's peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight, to Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again.
Amen.
Every single one to enjoy your Sunday. Your Sunday afternoon, whatever time it is, wherever you are, you know, enjoy the Sunday. I do realize that people are getting ready to go back to work, finishing off this turkey and their dressing. So eat good. Be thankful. Remember, Apostle Tawanika and I, we love you, we love you, we love you. Never can love you more than God love you. Satan has already been defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you, and may God keep you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time.
just
one time.
I can't wait till I see you
one time.
One. I wanna wake up in my heavenly home. All my people bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. I'm terrible to leave, stop breathing.